shortly before I left school and went into the business, I mean, you had a 7-year apprenticeship. But when I went into the business, in theory, it was a 5-year apprenticeship. And we took on apprentices at that time. Our father was taking on apprentices. And although I did more than, I didn't just do 5 years boat building, because I went into the business, I spent a bit of time with the painters, a bit of time with the engineers, a bit of time with the riggers and what have you. And then before 5 years was up, I was involved with the office side of it as well, the wage. I used to do the wages and things like that.
So, can you remember what sort of salary you were earning when you first started?
I can tell you when I first started, it was £2.12 and 6 for a week. For a 40, in those days it was 42-hour week.
So were there any initiation ceremonies when you first started there?
No, initiation ceremonies, there were lots of, it didn't necessarily happen to me because I was the boss's son, if you like. But I mean, apprentices used to get sent down the road to Ratsey and Lathorne to get the key to the fog locker and things like that, you know, silly little things, but that's what used to happen in those days.
So we'll talk about working practices. Did you work on shifts? Were there teams? And was there like a hierarchy within your...
No, you got apprenticed to a boat builder or mechanic, as they were called. And I mean, I was apprenticed to a fellow called Stan Martin, who has been at the yard all his life. And he taught me for my first year. And then after that, you went with somebody else and on the next job, whatever the job might be, you know.
So what would you have worn to work?
Oh, a set of overalls, a boiler suit, which in those days they were brown. Don't ask me why. These days they seem to be blue or whatever, but he always had a boiler suit on. And my father, who was the boss at those, I mean, he'd always go to work with a collar and tie and a proper hat on, you know. But I never went down that road at all. I'm always a bit dressed as I am now, sort of thing.